I'm alright.
We can never. I feel like whenever we start, we always step on each other's words. Not sure because of the lag between the internet, but.
Fedor, it all aligned when it comes to editing and post, I guess.
Yep. So, you know, I totally forgot about the time difference that just happened today. Well, today's Sunday, November 1st. You probably won't be hearing it today, but yeah, daylight savings time ended.
Yeah, and it's so funny because like we were planning this, you know, to record, and like it didn't even dawn on me either. Like I was just like, yeah, it's the same time, so
yeah,
it won't make a difference. And then
yeah, me neither. It's like last night we were like, yeah, 7:30. I mean, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And. We're going to do this. And then, like, I saw 7:30 come up and I was like, hello. And you're like, it's 6:30. And I was like,
It was 6:30. I was asleep. I was like, I'm early on. I'm early. And then I saw your message. I was like, I think I know what he's trying to say. We have time differences.
Yeah, but it's all right. I'm still glad to make it to record this episode, though. So.
And it's especially important because you have a flight. At 10, 3 hours from now. Wait, 2 hours from now, sorry.
No, I have to be at the airport for 10. The flight is later than that. So.
Oh.
Yeah. But the thing is, I still have to pack up everything that I basically took out to make sure I could record this episode.
Which is.
And at the time it'll take to get to the airport and stuff, like, that's why. But It'll work out. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I thought your flight was at 10. So I was like, what? You want to do an episode till like 9:30? And
no, if my flight is at 10, it was impossible to do this recording. It would have been like, uh-uh.
So where are you going now? On your journey to Cuba? Where are you?
Right now? Oh my God, so it's so funny, right? So it's going to look real suspect if I check in on Facebook. So I went from Barbados to Jamaica, but I'm going via Antigua. So technically, I'm going to Antigua first.
Yeah.
Then Jamaica, and then Jamaica to Cuba.
And all of that is going to happen really?
Basically in 24 hours, because I leave this afternoon. I'm going to arrive there like later this evening into tonight in Jamaica. And then the Jamaica flight is like, I think it's 8 o'clock the next morning.
Mm.
So, and then I'll be in Santiago de Cuba at, I think, around 9, 10. So.
In the morning?
In the morning, yeah. I'll be there Monday morning.
All right.
Like, all around this time tomorrow, I would basically be on the plane, if the plane didn't leave already, to Cuba.
Well, I'll have class, like, from 8:30 to 10:30, so.
So by the time you finish class, I'll most likely be on my way to Guantanamo.
Oh no, you can't stay. That's a little while.
Nah, I think they came up with some arrangement for me to do quarantine in Guantanamo itself. Like, I had to go there directly.
I'll skip class then. I'll go use the bathroom around 9:30. Don't come back.
Sounds good. What about you? How's your... Because you started your new semester, right?
Yeah, the past week, I started Salud Pública, which is public health. And so it's not the most heaviest of subjects. And so I've had time, you know, to just be able to like kind of prepare my soul for fifth year, because, you know, there's some rotations that are they're short rotations. So what I'm doing is long rotations. And so short rotations, they're more shorter and there's more content to do. So I'm kind of reviewing some of those now. So it's like, yeah, it's been okay. I've had class Monday to Thursdays. I only have class from 8:30 to 10:30. And then Fridays we go to the community and do some analysis. You know, you remember ASIS, right? Analysis de la situación de salud. Yeah. So we have to do that again.
Great stuff. That big long project, right?
Yep. My community is in 18 plantas.
Really? Which is, that's where it is?
You know where that is.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's my one. My group's one was placed there. And you know, it's basically just a skyscraper thing. And you know, that's my community right there. My 150 people I need to get from there, and which is nice.
Wow. Well, that's pretty convenient for you and good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because before that, we were praying as a group to get a apartment complex so that, you know, we don't have to walk house to house too much. And I in the sun, too. and so that's good. That's good. And
yeah, so you had a solid week.
And like another thing I've been doing the past week is I've been preparing for something new.
Preparing something new? Oh, is this your way of like putting a little teaser in there, like you're not going to say exactly what it is, but you want to be like, hey,
nah,
I'm working on something new. I have a surprise.
I'm gonna say it. It's just I'm going to be working more this month, you know, November. I'm gonna kind of slow down on the YouTube and like focus more on music production, because I feel like I've been leaving that to rust, so to speak. Yeah.
All right, well, that sounds great. Because I, as you would know before, I already told you, I really like your creations and your evolution. Like, you definitely, there's an evolution, even like in the short, like relatively short time you've been on YouTube. You know, you can see an evolution, and I'm like, okay, I like where this is going. So I look forward to see like what a de-rusted skill you have there.
Yeah. Have you seen my latest one?
Your latest video?
Yeah.
Or your latest?
My latest video.
Is that the one with the iPad?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Put a lot of work into that. Oh my gosh.
The editing was on point for me. Like, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I took some inspiration from The Verge, you know? All the Verge videos that I've been watching on YouTube. I like their style, you know? I need to try to get it to 10 minutes. and not 20.
Yeah, the time constraints are real. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And actually, speaking of hard things, maybe I could talk about the topic today. Well, this episode.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
So, Daniel, hi.
Hi.
I have a question for you.
All right. Let it rip.
The reason why I didn't give you a breakdown for this episode is because I want to catch you off guard. That's why. But have no fear.
You've done that, yes. You've successfully done that.
But have no fear. It's nothing hard, per se.
Okay.
So my first question to you is, what is a friend for you?
What is a friend?
Yeah.
Because
you asked me what was love last time, so I get to ask you something. What is a friend?
Okay, let's see. On top of my head, a friend to me is someone who... Okay. I think a friend to me is just someone who is there and who I can be around and, let's see, you know, share experiences with and, you know, just do stuff with, talk to, you know, and maybe, you know, when you need them, they're there for you.
Right.
And, yeah.
So like, how would you describe, like, what's the difference between a friend and say an associate or, you know, or a conocido?
Yeah, okay. I think one of the things that separates those two is like one of them, which is your friend, you would tell them more personal stuff than an associate would, right? So you would confide in them more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say things to them that I wouldn't say to just a random, you know, or associate, you know.
Yeah. And I agree with you, because friends do have that certain level of, you have that level of confidence to be able to tell them things you wouldn't necessarily tell everybody.
Exactly.
there should have no sense of like judgment, and it's also something mutual because you would do the same for them, right? That's good. Good job. So next question.
I see you prepared a lot of stuff without my knowledge.
it's not that bad, actually. It's just a warm up to the meat of the matter. Has it been hard for you to make friends? Like, tell me about that. Like,
to me, I don't think it's been hard to make friends. Even though I consider myself an introvert, and so I don't really like big groups, and
that's why we never see you in a Caribbean fete. But okay.
No, I've gone to those fets, just not recently because of COVID, but like, you know, the combination of introvert and like, you know, me as an Asian person, like I've always been different. Like, you know, when I was younger, I was like, a little bit different. And so like made me feel weird to just put myself out there, you know.
Right.
But nowadays, I feel like I've been improving a little bit more.
Oh, yeah? You know? That's pretty good.
Slightly, you know, it's not a big thing, jump, I say.
How would you, in terms of like your ability to, I guess, communicate with people and open up a bit more?
Yeah, I think I still do have trouble doing that.
Would you say then that based on your definition of friends, like how many friends on average do you see, like a ballpark figure?
How much friends do I have or do I talk to?
Like. Oh, wow. Okay, tell me about that.
I mean, okay.
Because I think like a big thing about friends is, I guess, your level of communication. But I see where you could be going with this. But I want to hear what you think.
You want to know how much friends I have versus how much friends I talk to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know, let me check my Facebook human Pokedex. I have like 1,500 friends on Facebook.
I'm going to say like over 1,000.
Yeah, and it's made up of people who I've come across, you know, maybe once. There's some people who I don't know.
So they're your conocidos, the associates. You have about...
And then there's people who I've seen their faces and, you know, back in the day when Facebook just, you know, was the hottest thing right on the street. You just added people because you maybe in the future would want to know them. And then... Or you just add people, you just accept requests for no reason. So
wow.
There's some of those scattered in there, but it's hard to like, you know, spring clean. And well, the amount of people I actually message on Facebook,
right.
I feel like it's like 10 or 20
okay.
now, like most often. And so that's quite a disparity.
All right. And now the reason why I'm asking you that is because I find that, and this is where I would ask you the third, and we could talk about it, last question. Before coming to Cuba, like, you would have had, like, a certain, I guess, amount and circle of friends, right?
Yeah.
Do you still communicate with them? And, like, are they, like, is it the same right now? Or is it better? Or has the number increased, decreased since then? Like, how has that maintained for, because you've been in Cuba for 5 years now?
That's a great question, actually. Let me take a moment to think about this.
Sure.
I feel like the friends I had before I came, I'm still pretty good with them, you know. I still message them sometimes. And you know when sometimes you have to be the first one to, you know. I mean, most of them are either married or like they're working now, and you know, some I have some that just graduated and are now nurses. And, you know, a lot of them are doing a lot of things. They're like, well, I'm still here. But, yeah. In general, I feel like they've been good. They've been normal, you know. They've been normal. Whenever summer would come or, like, you know, Christmas, you know, back in the good times, I would visit some of them. Some of them I would check, you know. And if it weren't for, you know, what's going on now, I would have actually connect, like, maybe hang out with a lot more. Yeah. There was a lot actually in plan. People to visit, you know, places to go. But yeah.
But that's so funny. So like, the reason why I asked you is because, it's not funny, it's interesting. The reason why I brought that up is because the topic of today is based on an article that one of my one of my best friends made in March of 2019. His name is Jason, and this is me thanking him for his input. Jason Kanhai. So, hi, friend.
Okay.
And it's titled The Anxious Adult's Guide to Making Friends. Why is it so hard?
Yeah.
And when I read it, it resonates really deeply with me because I guess I feel like as I get older, it is harder for me to make friends. And a big part of it is because of how my life has been so mobile. Like, I'm in Cuba now. 5 years ago, I was in Trinidad for a split bit. Before that, I was in Grenada. Before that, I was in between that time, I was in South Sudan. I've been all over the place. And each time it feels like when I'm in a new place, I kind of have to start over because the same thing that you just said about your friends, like back at home, like, you know, they have lives. We all have lives. So like people get married, people get caught up in their job. They have other things going on. And if a big factor in maintaining a friendship is that communication, but that communication is made a lot easier if you have that physical presence with them. So like when I moved to another country, is like that's already like a blow to whatever relationship I would have with them. So I thought this article was pretty interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I've been doing a little research too, and apparently there's like science involved, and like you said, there's one of the conditions basically that help to make friends, right? Is you need to be close to them, you know, proximity.
You have to have that, you need to have that physical, well, it's not necessarily a need, but you need to at least be able to fulfill that need of that connection. And it is usually easily taken care of by being in the same physical space.
Yeah. And like, another thing that I think is very important to have, right, is repeated unplanned interactions. Like, you need to bump into them a lot. You need to probably do stuff with them, you know?
And I like how you're bringing this up because there's actually I don't know if you know, but I guess you would know because you read the article, but there's a formula for friendship. So I just take it straight out of the article. He says that most psychologists see friendships develop based on a simple formula. And that is that friendship is equal to proximity. So that would be people in your immediate surroundings, how, you know, the closer you are in a physical space, the easier it would be for you to make a friend. Frequency in terms of like, I guess that's exactly what you're talking about. Sorry, how often you would see the person, be it intentional or as you would say, unintentional. There is duration, which is that you might see them often, but do you see them with a significant amount of time? Like, is it like, is it just on passing? Like, are you my neighbor that I only see like for 10 seconds every morning before I jump in the car to go to work? Or is it we're together here watching a movie together, or we're playing a game, you know?
Yeah.
And then the intensity would be exactly what you were talking about in your definition of a friend, like your ability to kind of be yourself and be accepted as who you are, and you'll be able to accept others and have that mutual tolerance and respect. And as the friendship formula, all that together with all these circumstances define your ability to develop a friendship with someone. And I think, like, you know, because there's a formula, like it sounds like a cheat sheet, but it also goes to show that how, when things change, how it affects your ability to have friends. So like basically when I was in secondary school, before going to university in Grenada, I had some like really great friendships, and like I would want to still be able to maintain a lot of them, and some of them I do, but they had like some 0-day people who I haven't spoken to in, it feels like, a decade now. And it's not because of like tough love, it's just because life happens. And like on top of that, and to add on to a reason so why it is hard for adults or people, is because like you also get nervous. Like you're wondering, like, okay, a bunch of time went. How does the person, like, is the person the same? how are they viewed now? You kind of also kind of compare yourself, being like, okay, like, did I also graduate? Did I also get married? Like, how it is, like, where am I in life? Am I satisfied to want to present myself to that person, given that a significant amount of time went, so you want to feel as if you have a sense of evolution? It's hard, because it's just easier for you to think that instead of trying to rekindle old friendships, you try to make new ones. And then that becomes even harder, because when everybody is that nervous and you also have life going on, like, it's really hard for you to try to intentionally make new friends, especially if you're single, you know?
I know how you feel.
Yeah, like, it might look weird. And because, like, we all have our needs in terms of, like, wanting to have some sort of relationship with somebody to be able to fulfill and pass our time, because, you know, you have your work life and your personal life, and we all want that friend or those friends, for lack of a better word. So it involves a lot of effort. And when people are, like, started and, like, solidly in life, you know, they have kids and stuff, like, it is kind of nerve-wracking to think that, okay, if you feel as if you're being a burden more than a friend.
Yeah, and your friend is married or has a girlfriend. They'll spend more time with them than you, right?
So that that explains a bit the background of, like, why, for me at least, I would say, okay, like, I have friends and I have people that I could talk to, but, like, in terms of, like, my ability to, like, be, I have this fear of rekindling old friendships, because of that, well, that I spoke of, and that is something that I actively try to work on. But anyway, but that was me rambling for a bit. I don't know, like, if you want to say anything.
No, I do. And it's true what you said, you know, as you grow older, you kind of make fewer good friends, because, like, on average, everyone has less time to spend with friends, whether old or new.
Exactly.
And, like, so, and like, then, like, talking about your formula there, the amount of time you invest per friend kind of changes, you know?
Right.
As you get older and you kind of meet more people, right? Whether you go studying in the university or work or whatever, you have more people vying for your time, which your time is scarce, right? Because you have work, you have other responsibilities, you know? And so you spend less time on your current friends and even less time with your new friends. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking at a couple of graphs here, because I like looking at these statistics. So there's this graph that talks about, from some research done in 2014 and 2015, on teenagers aged 13 to 17 and how much time they spend with friends in different, like, mediums, right? For example, there's in person, there's text messaging, there's talking on the phone, there's emailing, video chatting, video gaming, on messaging apps, you know, social media, all that. They say that we spend almost 65% of teens spend time with friends every few days. Oh yeah, sorry. And apart from these mediums, there's three, like, levels. There's every day, there's every few days, and there's less often, right? And they found that 65% of teens spend time with friends every few days, and 55% are texting every day. But not a lot are actually visiting people in person. Yeah.
Wow, look at you doing all your research on your statistics. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. And it's true. It's a big thing. It's not like this is not the exception. It's a thing that people are really and truly, for the majority of time, experiencing. And, you know, some people will even say that, you know, it's just a part of life. That's just how it is. And you just have to adapt. But I guess that's why we talk about it on this podcast, because it makes us feel.
Yeah, especially, and they say, like, 80% spend at least an hour per day socializing with friends, and 40% spend more than 2 hours, right? And then there's this other cool graph. I wish you guys could see it. But it's basically the people who keep us company as we grow older, right?
Right.
So, for example, as your friends, they go from, like, 2 hours a day,
okay,
and they go, like, slowly back to 0 to 1 hour a day. Your parents, siblings, and family start off high, right, at, like, more than 4 hours a day, And it just gradually goes down as you grow older, right? Because I guess you leave them, or you know, you start working, you're living off, whatever. Your coworkers, they go from 0 to a good 2 to 3 hours average, and then it goes down. And then children, if you have children or kids, it goes from 0 to like 4 hours when you have children, and then after 40 or something, they go down because they leave the house or something like that. Your partner goes up and down, you know. It's like a hump type of thing. And then the final one, alone, as you grow older, the graph just goes up, gradually goes upward. So from 4, 6, 8 hours. So like here it says, by 80 years old, you would be alone for at least 8 hours. So like as you grow older, from 20 to 80.
Oh my gosh.
You just.
What an outlook, right?
Go alone.
And that's so funny. Well, not funny. It's interesting to me because it reminds me a bit of a situation that like, we somehow feel so lonely at a time when the world has never been more populated.
Yeah, and in a world where it has never been more easier to just connect with people, you know?
But I guess that's also like the flaw in it. Because it's so easy to try to connect with people, like, you know, I could open an app today, any app really, and it will have a chat feature involved where I could communicate. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you are intentionally making friends. It's just that, you know, the first step in trying to make a friend, that is the proximity or having that like thing in common, like that is being facilitated by whatever medium you use. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you would be using it intentionally to make friends, you know? And I think that's where, like, for me, I'm kind of glad that I read this article, because like it resonated so much with me. But like also, like, he also talks about the solutions that he would suggest.
Okay, wait, before we go on to the solutions,
yeah,
I just want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about mediums, right, I feel like, to me, I'm a more introverted person when it comes to meeting someone for the first time, right? And then I guess I turn extroverted when I am more comfortable with you, right? And so one of the ways, right? Like, okay, I guess we are talking about solutions. Anyways, one of the ways that I have been able to meet people is through social media, actually. I noticed that I've been able to meet like so much people, especially on Twitter, like so much people, and connected with so much people on Twitter. It's been pretty amazing, actually. Like, I feel like I like making friends through social media first, and then later on, if it's, you know, if we click, then it could go and move on to another level, right? Yeah. So like, for example, a lot of the times, like a lot of the new people that I've known came from Twitter, right? As a stranger. And then we would just like talk because of maybe they're doing something that's kind of interesting or something, like maybe they do, I don't know, photography or something or whatever. But, you know, I talk with them and we seem to click, and it just grows to turn into something more. So it's like an example of this, actually, yeah, it's very recent. There's a guy from Grenada, right?
Right.
So he messaged me, he DM'd me on Instagram, right? Telling me about like how he really enjoys my videos on Cuba because he's like looking into coming here soon. And so it's like, it's been a real help. And he was like, just wanting to ask more questions and stuff like that. And yeah, we talked a bit. And yeah, and the funny thing is the relationship went from strangers on Instagram, and then it graduated.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a step up when they have your phone number. Then it's like, okay, you could actually.
No, they don't have my phone number. I actually gave them because I was like, Instagram takes up too much data, so let's just take this chat to WhatsApp. But then it turns out he's really cool, and now we're really, you know, we're basically friends. Yeah, we're basically friends already.
Good WhatsApp buddies.
So we cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, apparently he watches all my videos.
Well, shout out to him. He's a fan.
Yeah, so I feel like social media has been able to make me break the ice first. And then when we actually do meet in real life, it's going to be natural, right? So I really like social media for that.
That reminds me of something. Before we talk about the solutions, I just want to actually put that in. I have always been an internet bum. Like, if people knew me long enough, they would know that a lot of my social interactions is made possible because of the internet. From the earliest days of... Do you know America Online?
What?
Do you know America Online?
I think I heard about it vaguely.
Oh my god, my age is showing. So like, yeah, I had an America Online account. I had a Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger account. I was extremely connected. I was like up in the chat rooms. Not to say that because my non-virtual life was anything to slouch at. Like, I was doing pretty good in secondary school at the time, and you know, I had a couple of friends, and it was great. But it was just so interesting to me that you could just meet so many other people so quickly, and it really just became like that second home for me. And then like, it became more complex with gaming. And anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that situation of like having like, I consider like half or three quarter of my life is basically on the internet. And that's because over time, because I've been so mobile, that was a way for me to always keep contact and communicate with people. And it only became apparent that, wow, if I'm disconnected, I could really feel it for a bit. Not because I was addicted to the internet. To me, that's a different story. But it's like, a lot of my relationships with people is based on that medium, the internet. And in many ways, remember, like, we live in Cuba now, and we can have this podcast because of how Cuba is right now, but I don't think it would have been that possible when we were starting in Cuba.
You mean 2015, when there was no mobile data?
No data, like, the Wi-Fi was, like, Barako didn't have Wi-Fi yet. Like,
yeah, I remember I kept telling people, wait till I reach the Wi-Fi. They'll be like, they wouldn't understand, like, what do you mean?
And then the costs and stuff involved, like, it was strictly prohibitive. But I remember, like, that time was really tough for me because it was, like, I was truly disconnected. Like, I went South Sudan and I was more connected, you know? And so it was really jarring to me. And then, like, I had to be like, okay, no. I guess, like, I have to do it the quote-unquote old-fashioned way and actually make physical interactions with people. And that's where I learned, and I'm going to tie it into the start of the solutions that Jason was talking about, which is that it is an intentional thing you have to do. Like, it's not just something magical that happens, and that is the catch. Like, you have to intentionally be like, listen, I'm going to make a friend, I'm going to try to make friends, and that involves some elbow grease and some effort. Like, don't try too hard. Nobody's saying like, no, don't buy me a Tesla. Right?
I think it's also due to the fact that, you know, as we grow older, we have a more, like, when compared to us as kids, you know, kids, we don't really care who we are. Everyone's our friend, you know. You buy me a sweet and yeah, you're my friend. But like, as you grow older, you just have more, you know, a concept, or you have a vision of what a friend to you is. And so you might start excluding people because they don't fit into, or they don't benefit you, or they don't benefit you in some way, yeah. Like, whether that's spiritually or, like, you know, your soul. And so, yeah.
So that's why, like, you have to be very intentional with it and be like, listen, like, if there's a situation where you're in the same space and you could meet up, like, you have to be like, hey, if you want to hang out, and just do something normal, like, just to kind of force some sort of a, if you want to say, like, a test to see if that person could be a friend, or like if it could go somewhere. And he makes the term, well, I doubt he coined it, but like, the term is like friend dating, because it's like, you're just out, you're chilling, having a good time, but it's like, it's just at the level of seeing if you're going to be a friend.
Wait, sorry to cut you off, but yeah, there was this video, right? There was this video that popped up on my YouTube timeline, right? It was so unconventional. It was so out of the blue, right? Because I don't search for this type of topic. And I think, you know, they might have overheard our conversation about friends. But it was titled, "How Make More Friends," basically. And And it talked about, no, it wasn't that. It was some other random guy.
Sounds like improvement pill.
It talked about how one of the problems, like, let's say, like we said, making friends, you got to do stuff with each other, right? And so the guy was like, he was scrolling Reddit and he came up of a post saying why, like, he's already, you know, growing old, you know, not that old, but, you know, and he's starting to notice that he isn't making enough friends, and, like, the friends that he does have seem to be slowly disappearing, you know. And he was like, what's going on and stuff. And it ended with a question saying, like, why don't my friends talk to me anymore or, like, invite me to things? And then one of the person commented, and he was like, maybe it's because you yourself don't invite them to go places or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when I read that, I was like, that's why not a lot of people invite me to things, because, like, I don't invite them to things. So it's like, they don't know if we cool or...
Yeah, you're right. Because the other thing from their perspective too, like, because a lot of the feelings that I and you and people in general feel would be like how the person on the other end would feel as well. Like, they may not feel... They may have thoughts that would make them nervous about wanting to. They might intend to, but, like, somebody has to make the first move.
Yeah, so I found out, like, a breakthrough. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah, it's not them, but it's also me, because I don't...
Yeah.
I barely invite people to things, you know. I'm mostly indoors. And so I was like, wow, it really opened my mind to... Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Continue with the solutions.
No, that's fine. But that's the underlying point. Like, it has to be an intentional act, like, to wait to see, like, if something happens, and if, like, it would... You'll be waiting a while. Like, if you really do want, and you find yourself in a situation that this is, like, I am alone, and it's time for me to, like, I want to see if I can make some friendships because of circumstances change, you know. It has to be an actual intentional act for you to go out and seek it. And it just so happens that social media is the easiest place to do it. And I guess that is where we get trapped, because we're like, okay, we stop at social media.
Yeah.
But the actual act there would be, okay, you have a bunch of potential people, but how do you go on from there? And the next step is to, like, be like, actually talk to them and be like, hey, you want to hang out, or, like, you want to meet up? So you get to know them a bit better in person as well, because, you know, like, online personas isn't necessarily how the person might be and act in person.
Yeah. So, like, what I've been doing is just, for some reason, I've been making more friends online first, and then it turns into offline life. And I've also been rekindling old friendships, basically.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
That's good. And then, like, the other thing is to also, like, you should feel comfortable in your own skin, because they will have that level of nervousness as well. It's like, okay, you're going to meet somebody and you might feel nervous about that. And you're like, oh my God, what would he or she think about me? And how would they like take, like, my weirdness, or, like, my sense of humor or lack of sense of humor? And, like, you know, it the best way to overcome that is for you to be yourself, because you don't want to be putting up a facade of who you are, of who you are not. Because if you give the person that expectation that is who you are, then you have to basically be that fake person for the rest of the friendship, and that'll backfire. So, yeah.
And that's tiring.
So just be yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in another statistics here.
Okay.
They say that forming a friendship can take up to 90 hours, and becoming best friends can take twice as long. Yeah. And they say while conversations and mutual interests can help develop that interest, time spent together is the key indicator of your friendship. That's why connecting with new people sooner rather than later is so important. And I guess that is why, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like most, like, the bulk of my friends were made during high school and, you know, university. Mm-hmm. After that, it's, like, been kind of hard.
Because you've been in the same space. Like, that's what you had in common. You had school in common. And for people, like, when you get older and that is over, when the majority of your life is between work and home, like, you're not really meeting new people at home. And then work is, like, you know, people would not necessarily have their best friends as their work friends.
Exactly.
You know?
So what are...
So, and that's...
Uh-huh. Continue. No, you go on.
No, go on.
I was just going to say, like, what are some of the ways that you would, like, you know, the solutions that you have for making more friends or, like, maintaining the friends that you have?
Well, the thing is, like, the first thing would be about that that intentional step, like, yeah, exchange contact information, maybe, like, as you would say, like, upgrade them to your WhatsApp communication.
from my Instagram DM.
Yeah, upgrade them to that and see how that goes.
Yeah, like...
I think that... I think that is a step in the right direction to feel to, like, kind of, like, get a closer feel of them.
Yeah.
In this time of, I guess...
COVID.
COVID, like, it might be tough for a lot of people because, like, you can't... I mean, you could do stuff, but, yeah, I mean, like, do... Or make sure and comply with your local public regulations. Mm-hmm. Public health regulations. Like, you know, social distancing. If you're not supposed to be hanging out in certain areas, don't hang out there. But, like... Also, like, video chat, you know, if meeting up in person is not an immediate option for you, like, you could video chat. I think that actually seeing the person and talking to them is much better than just voice or just text.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just go and do stuff with each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And just be yourself. And it would sound easy, but the thing is that the reason why it sounds easy is because it hides the fact that it's an intentional effort. And that's where my biggest tip and biggest piece of advice is that it has to be like, just make the step. And you would never know how it would go if you don't do anything.
And you're not losing anything at all. You don't have anything to lose.
So
if it's a new person, you know.
Yeah. If they're a little not your cup of tea, you could just like, okay, and... on to the next one. 7 billion, well, over 7 billion people on this earth. I'm pretty sure you could make one or two friends.
Yeah, and then I think another thing that you have to think about is, I don't think you should confine yourself to your age group, right? Because a lot of the friends, like some good friends of mine, are either older than me or younger than me, and so I don't think you should say, oh, I can only be friends with people in my age, right?
Yeah, you're right, because it would feel as if it's a no-brainer to kind of like, in terms of like your pool of friends, of possible friends, you think like, okay, you want people who would be on the same quote-unquote level as you. But you bring up a good point that it's really good to have like a range or a diversity, that's what they're looking for, of friends of different ages and groups, because it's almost like if you're simulating a mini wheel in your head.
Yeah.
Of like your inner circle. And you get different perspectives and like you also like share different values.
Yeah.
Again, in a respectful way. Because even though I'm older than you, like I don't feel as if like I am your superior, you know? Like that's not the nature of our friendship. And
yeah, yeah.
That's not how, you know, that is how friendship should be. It should be kind of, as you said, mutual understanding. You just talk to each other, respect each other. They will have times that I learned a lot from you. I keep on learning from you. And I would like to think that you learned some things from me. You know? And that's the magic of it. It's not limited by age. It's not limited by race. And you're right. You should go outside of your bracket as well.
Exactly. Like, you know, older people will have more wisdom. And then, like, younger people will, to me, I guess, keep me more youthful, you could say, like open to new ideas. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, it makes you feel hip. You're part of the young crowd. Yeah. You reach my age. Just to conclude this thing, I want to thank Jason for making this Anxious Adult's Guide to Making Friends. Why is it so hard? I think I would link these things in the
show notes,
in the social media, so that people could also interact with it and we could have a greater discussion.
He has other really good articles too.
Yeah, he has a brand new article that he released a couple of days ago about surviving.
Yeah, he keeps writing more. That's good.
He writes a bit about like mental health, and I really like that, and is in the tone of this video. Hopefully someday we could even have him on as a guest. So thank you for that. And yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. what do you want to... The floor is yours. Say something.
Okay, let me close it off then.
All right.
By saying that, you know, friendship is one of the most important parts of life. And therefore, investing in friendship is therefore one of the best investments that you can make. And although as we get older, we find it harder to make friends due to how probably uncomfortable or like scary if you're an introvert, I think you just have to put in your mind that I'm pretty sure other people want to make friends too. And so maybe if you just ask, most likely it might work out. So yeah.
Actually, that reminds me of a funny thing if I want to end it on a funny note.
Okay.
You know, you share a lot of moments with like your friends and stuff. And when you were younger, I remember, you know, sometimes with your friends, you would be doing some mischief and you would get caught. You know, I remember like one of the times, a big thing back then was internet cafes. So like, instead of going to, I was in cadets at the time, and I didn't go to cadets for like 2 weeks. Because if cadets was like three times a week, those 3 times a week, instead of going to cadets, I went to the internet cafe with friends. And it just so happens that I was there, and you know, the internet cafe costs money. So I went and I asked one of my aunts for money. And my aunt thought that was weird, like, because I never asked for money, you know? So, like, my aunt actually called my mom, my dad, and was like, is everything okay? Like, I had to give your son some money. And then it was this big thing, like, this big argument back home, like, you know, like you know, the cat's out the bag, you know? Like,
yeah.
What have you been doing? And I was like, I was out. You're out with who? With friends. And then is this big saying, I'm pretty sure you guys have a vision to it, if not the exact same thing. It's like, friends would carry you, but they don't bring you back.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You know that, you know, they'll carry you all these great places and they'll do all these great things with you, but if something goes wrong out there, like, you know, they're nowhere to be found. So be careful who you're friends with.
That is true. That is true.
The times.
But I feel like there's power in knowing more people. You know,
but yeah,
as corrupted as that might sound, you know, the world really works well in your favor when you have more, you know, people that you know.
Absolutely.
And so keep making friends. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So make a friend today if you don't already have enough.
You know what we need to do?
Find a way to end episodes.
Like, we need to just record an outro piece and just, like, stick it there.
Yeah, like an outro. Well, I know you said, like, stay feely.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been like, hey, guys, thanks so much for listening. And till next time, stay feely.
Okay, go ahead. It's your turn to end it off now.
Oh, it's my time to end it off?
Yeah, and say all that stuff.
Well, you know what? To conclude this, I have to go catch a flight. So I'm going to do that. But for all those listeners out there, thanks so much for listening. I'm always super impressed by the numbers we make on, especially on the Facebook page. We have like over 300 followers.
That's amazing.
So yeah. So like, follow us on social media at Field Trip without the I, because there's no I in we. And that's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. FEELTRP.
Yeah, follow us on the socials.
I'm your co-host, Alphonsus.
And I'm Daniel.
Stay feely.
Stay feely. Yeah, yeah. Great, great. And see you in the next episode.
See you in the next episode.
You don't know what the topic will be.